It's a race against the clock with paintbrush in hand for artist Daniel Mark Duffy. He has to finish 5 life-size portraits in the next month. Duffy's been commissioned by the Department of Housing and Urban Development to produce a portrait of Secretary Alfonso Jackson and portraits of the previous 4 HUD secretaries. Now, Duffy's quick to admit that he hasn't given a lot of thought to the department or the men who have led it, and there's no time to get to know them. He's working from photographs, not live subjects. Still, he says he's up to the challenge.
I work well under pressure, and as a portrait painter, these opportunities, you know, are few and far between to get that much work, so I was excited to take it on.
So when they said, we want you to do 5 portraits, and by the way, you've got 8 weeks to do it, what went through your mind?
I'll be living in my studio 18 hours a day painting, and it's something that I have been familiar with, you know, over my career, so I was fully prepared to take it on, and my wife was pleased to know that her painter husband would be working away and that we'd be have a roof over our heads for another nice long stretch.
Well, what's the rush? I mean, if HUD has been without portraits for so long, why do they need them so fast?
I have no idea. I really don't have any idea. I just didn't, I never asked. I was happy to receive the commission and haven't looked back since.
Now, you're working in oils, right?
I am.
And I know that takes a long time to dry, so how do you paint oil paintings like this under pressure?
It's a really forgiving medium, first of all, so that if I want to shift from one to another, that I can go back and, you know, refresh that surface and still be able to work on it as if I had never stopped. So there is always a concern that these oil paintings may not completely set up or dry, but you know, there's paintings in museums around the world that still haven't dried yet. So I think oil paint takes many, many, many years, depending on how thick it is. And I'm not a particularly really thick impasto painter, but no, there's plenty of paintings out there that still aren't dry underneath.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, look around your studio for us, please, and describe who you've finished and who still has some work to go.
Well, currently I have Secretary Jackson on the easel. The hardest parts of that portrait are completed, which are face and hands. But I did start with Andrew Cuomo. That one went really smoothly, and I was really happy with that.
So then Cuomo's done.
Then I painted Henry Cisneros' portrait.
And he's done?
He's completed. So I have Jack Kemp and Mel Martinez to start once I finish Alfonso Jackson over the next few days.
Now, when is your deadline?
They need to be framed and delivered to HUD on October 15th.
And I gather from reading in the Washington Post that you're going to be driving these down to Washington. You're not shipping them.
I will. I'm just a little too nervous. There's because the paintings may not be fully set up at that point, and I think it's just best that I put them into a large vehicle and drive them down there and walk them into the office one at a time.
So you'll be seeing the Department of Housing and Urban Development firsthand.
Yes, I will. I will. And I think I'm going to bring my 10-year-old down with me, sneak her out of school for a day, and give her a little Washington tour while I'm down there. So,
is your 10-year-old at all interested in these paintings you're doing?
She is. She is.
Yeah?
She's the voice of truth. Once in a while, she'll come up there, and I'll ask her what's wrong with them, and she's great.
What does she say?
She says they look okay to her.
That's the voice of truth you want to hear when you're on deadline.
Yeah, it is with this kind of a deadline. Absolutely, Melissa.
Well, I imagine it, as we've been talking here, you've been looking at your watch and wanting to get back to Alfonso
Absolutely.
Jackson, so we'll let you go.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Artist Daniel Mark Duffy talking with us from his studio in Newtown, Connecticut. He has a $100,000 contract to paint portraits of the last 5 secretaries of housing and urban development. This is NPR, National Public Radio.